This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So for years, I've kind of been helping you guys with your resumes, telling you how to get through an interview, how to not have your nose run with allergies, how to kind of maybe take some allergy medication before your interview, how to get through your interview and kind of be as personable and likable, because it's going to get you farther. Well, now there's a study saying, yeah, that helps, but it really matters, your intelligence, your grades, your level of education, and that's one of those no duhs, I get it. But it's relevant now because we have the Gen Zs who are really rethinking college, and later the Gen Alphas who are kind of thinking, wait a second, I get that the Gen Xs and the Millennials tried to get their degree, and the Boomers said you got to go to college, and then everything's going to be fine. And more people are realizing that the college degree isn't meaning much. There's too many people with college degrees. You know, once we had more colleges, more people went to college, you have all these people with college degrees. You know, remember having a high school diploma was a big deal? Well, now, you know, it's not as big a deal. It's necessary, but it's not as big a deal. Nobody's like, oh, you know, when you were like, I have a college degree, ooh, now so many people have a college degree. You can get degrees online, you can get, you know, such that, you know, how do you stand out in an interview? Now, this study here that's being, this isn't to me most representative of all employers and human resources. You know, they, in this study, this was from Tel Aviv University, and it contradicts a previous study from University of Chicago saying personality was more important indicator in predicting important life outcomes. This was your intelligence. They found that intelligence predicted double the rate of pay in compared to personality, educational attainment, not that higher grades meant you're more intelligent. You know, most intelligent people I know have much less education than others. I don't think those are parallel. But what the problem we have now with the job sector is a few things. One is there's, like I said, too many people have a college degree. So do you have more than that? You know, number two is can you do the job? Do you have skills that other people don't? By intelligence, that doesn't necessarily mean degrees. It means what else can you do? You know, can you also do marketing? Can you do PR? Can you do communications? Can you do computers? Can you do, you know, are you somebody that we could use in multiple departments? Now, personality is always important. And I get that, you know, this is, I don't want to use a term, but we call it, you know, research exercises in your brain in terms of, you know, well, you know, this study says personality is better. This study says intelligence or education is better, is more important. You need to get the job. You need to look like you're workable. You can work with people. You don't want to look lazy. You want to look like you care. You want to know that your clients are going to love that person. Yeah, I mean, you got to please management and you got to please the clients. But it's more important to please the clients. But management, if they're poor, they're going to be like, well, it's more important to please management. If the boss likes you, then you're good. So you do have to have that personality. But it's more important for you to have that versatility, because what are employers looking for now? Well, employers are looking to deal with labor shortages. They have people calling out, and so they need to always shuffle people within the business, and they need to be able to move people into other departments. And if you are just a specialist in this one area and you can't also fill in, you know, the shoes here, fill the shoes here, that's a problem. I worked at a place where the boss came in saying, I need a grant written. I can do that. You can? Yeah. You're a doctor. I can write grants. I've written grants. I wrote a kick-ass grant proposal. 2 days. You know, bosses need to know that they have staff that are versatile, competent, have the skills, have the level of training, and have the intelligence on top of the personality. That seems like a tall order for the average person. But if you are trying to get a job, you need to show your flexibility. You need to show that, look, you know, not only am I good at IT, but I'm also good at cyber, you know, threats. Or I can also help you with coding or help you with security or help you with, you need to show that you have a breadth. You know, they used to say, look, don't be a jack of all trades. Show that you're really good at one thing, because how companies hire is they're like, we want one person here, one person here, one person here. Well, companies have learned that people don't stick around. And then they're screwed. And they're like, well, I'm looking for somebody who could do this. And a lot of people, they get into this rut where they're like, well, I'm only this. Like me, if I only thought I was just a doctor, and that's it, just a physician, I would have never gone into show business. I would have never gone into journalism. I wouldn't have gone into marketing, communications, public campaigns, charitable work. You could do a lot more than you think, which is why when I help people with their resume writing, I'm like, okay, what do you like to do? What have you done? Well, I, you know, helped the Red Cross do this, or I did this, or I helped design a birthday party. So you could do decor. Oh, yeah, I do party planning. Put that on there. That's important. There's a lot of things you guys do that you don't think is significant, and it is. Why do you think all these resumes have hobbies on there? Most bosses don't care, you know, that you like to knit or crochet or cook. They want to know what other skills you have that you might not have put on your resume. And if you're like, well, I like to party plan. I like to work with charities. I like to organize blood drives. They might need a community engagement person. They might need that PR person. So make sure your hobbies, really include stuff that you've done and you've accomplished that you actively do. If you teach a class, put that on there. You could teach. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
This story is sponsored by Biologic Design. For the first time, an antibody designed using artificial intelligence will enter human trials in cancer patients, leading the way for new, smarter drugs. Invented by Biologic Design, the new antibody known as AU007 is the first in a series of smart therapeutics powered by AI that has already shown complete tumor elimination in preclinical studies. Yanai Ofran, Biologic Design's founder and CEO.
Biologic Design's platform uses AI to mimic the way in which the immune system designs antibodies. It allows us to turn human antibodies into smart nanorobots. In essence, we are creating an entirely different kind of drug that has new capabilities. It's a smart antibody that adjusts its activity to what the patient needs at every point in time. Such drugs will be more efficacious and safer.
Biologic Design's novel approach was developed over the last 10 years, ushering in a new era of computationally designed smart drugs. To learn more, visit www.biologic.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making this show happen and Jason, who is our producer today. All right, stellar team. We got a great team. You know, I am a fan of McDonald's. I've told you guys that. I love the McDonald's taste. Other family members of mine have loved Burger King. I have it your way at Burger King now. Have it your way. And I guess Burger King used to advertise that you can make a burger any way you want. And that the Burger King burger was big. And it was. The Burger King burger was huge. The Wendy's burger was huge. Now maybe it's because I had smaller hands at the time. But I remember the Burger King burger being just too big for me to eat. It was a Whopper of a sandwich, which is why they called it a Whopper. Brilliant advertising. The problem is we have something called shrinkflation now, where when you open up a box of cereal, it's not full to the top or the box you're buying is smaller. So you could have inflation where the prices go up, and that box of cereal or that burger or that soda costs more, or the price is staying about the same and you're like, ooh, these aren't as expensive, but you notice they're smaller packaging. So when somebody wants to, is already kind of savvy on all the tricks that marketers do, and you have something like a Whopper, you want to know, especially if you're hungry, that you are going to get a Whopper of sandwich. Well, apparently there is a lawsuit now seeking class action status, alleging that Burger King has misled customers by portraying its food as being much larger compared to with what it has served to customers in real life. Now, this suit is being brought about in South Florida. Attorney Anthony Russo, he alleges that Burger King began inflating the size of its burgers and images around September 2017. Before that, the suit claims, Burger King more fairly advertised its products. They say today the size of virtually every food item advertised by Burger King is materially overstated, the lawsuit says. Russo and the plaintiffs he is representing single out advertisements for Burger King's Whopper, saying the entire burger is 35% larger than the real-life version, with double the meat than what is actually served. I didn't know you could sue. I mean, I guess I knew you could sue for that, but then, man, look at how everything you could sue. I mean, like look at these perfume commercials. Okay? Somebody sprays on some perfume or dabs it, and this gorgeous man comes up and starts kissing you, and you're like, okay, well, I want to get that perfume because I want some gorgeous random guy to be shirtless and start a whole romantic escape just because that doesn't happen. I spray it on, and, you know, hubby's like, you want to watch Netflix tonight? I mean, that, should I sue the perfume company? How many times have we bought a dress or bathing suit online thinking we're going to look like that, and then we put it on and we don't? Do we sue? So the suit cites as witnesses multiple YouTube users who specialize in food reviews and Twitter users who complain about their orders. It's not the first time Burger King has been accused of inflating food in its ads. The UK's advertising authority cited the company 12 years ago for burgers that had height and thickness considerably less than what was advertised. The suit seeks class action status, which means I think we all could probably get money, demands monetary damages and a court order requiring Burger King to end what it says are its deceptive practices. Now, representatives from Burger King, according to NBC News, and its parent company, Restaurant Brands International, didn't immediately respond to an emailed request for comment to NBC News. Jonathan Mays, editor-in-chief of Restaurant Business Magazine, said that while lawsuits against fast food companies like Russo's may seem to lack merit, they can sometimes scare company executives into paying settlements when they fear bad publicity. So I guess back in 2020, a California judge approved a $6.5 million settlement in a class action lawsuit filed against Chipotle over what was alleged to be a misleading non-GMO advertising campaign. They say big or small, justice is justice, laws and laws, and just because something happens to appear in someone's opinion to be minor doesn't mean that it is. So he's asking for greater transparency in industry advertising more broadly. Right, you know, cereal boxes, don't they make the cereal look like they're really chocolatey or really big mini wheats or whatever they're doing? I don't know. I think it's, yeah. He said, if I'm advertising a vehicle, you don't Photoshop it to enhance it. Maybe you shoot it in its best light, but certainly you don't make it misleading. So there is an art to advertising, and I've been in advertising and marketing, so I get it. And, you know, remember I told you that there was a study on how they make the burgers look so good, where you have the burger that's hot, and so it's steaming, and then the juicy, and, you know, to film these things, it's an art to make something look that good. And there's little techniques, and there might be a fan blowing in the background and all sorts of things that they do. And then when somebody holds the burger to take a bite, they don't hold it like you do where you're holding the whole thing. They hold it at the ends with the little, with their fingertips, so it looks like they have a big, huge burger. And I, you know, and we're suckers. We've always been suckers. That's why advertising and marketing is such an art. You're able to take something and convince somebody that that's what it is. That's what they've done. But there's a fine line between false advertising and brilliant marketing. And so I've done that. I've gone and gotten food. I know fast food isn't the healthiest, but when I'm in a hurry and I'm hungry, you know, and I want a burger, I'm going to get a burger. And they are getting smaller and smaller. So I don't really, you know, yeah, you have a picture. You're trying to make it look like a big burger. It's fall. I mean, eventually customers are like, forget it. You know, this isn't working. You know, they're smaller. Their ads are full of it. And I think most people believe the ads are full of it. I think, you know, any of us that have gotten a Big Mac, it never looks like what it does, you know, on picture. You can't even see the patties because they're hidden in the bun. They're small. I like the taste, but they don't look like the picture where it looks like the patty is falling out of the burger. It doesn't look like that. But my problem is the shrinkflation. We are heading for some real financial hurt. I mean, I went and I filled up my gas tank again. Looks like it's taking me every 2 weeks. And that is a crap load of money with the way gas is going up. And then the food you buy is less. Now, mind you, you know, my family, we can all lose weight. So, you know, yeah, maybe we're getting less food. But I don't want to spend that kind of money for that little food. I don't want to name the restaurant. But I haven't been to the restaurant now in about a year or two. But we would order a Caesar salad at this restaurant. And the salad now appears to be 40% smaller than what it used to be. Everybody is trying to cut costs. And you are getting less for what you pay for. And it's going to take us as consumers to say, the hell with this, no more. I mean, we're not going to spend $12 to $15 for a salad. I said, there's this one restaurant, the salad is $21.99. $21.99 for a salad, that used to be a fancy meal. The costs are going crazy, and the higher they go, the harder it is for the cost to go back. How this whole thing works is eventually with supply and demand, you know, there's still a lot of demand, and with more demand and less supply, prices go up. And with supply chain shortages, these companies are going to take advantage, not to mention they got hit so badly with COVID that they're trying to make up for lost costs. I get it. But eventually what ends up happening is nobody wants to buy it. Nobody wants to spend money. They can't spend money. And then we go into a recession. And then with the recession, because demand goes down and then supply goes up, prices go down. So my only concern is if the prices go up too much, are prices going to go back down to pre-COVID recession rate or inflation rates? I don't know. And it doesn't look like it is. I mean, I'm seeing costs of things. I mean, $5 burgers at fast food. Burgers used to be a couple, you know, used to be cheaper to go. I'm seeing where people are feeding their family at some of these fast food places for $30. $30 for fast food? Not working. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. Secretary of State says Russian forces are on a deliberate path to cause harm to civilians in Ukraine. Speaking at Joint Base Andrews, Anthony Blinken saying the reports from Ukraine and the evidence of war crimes is there for the entire world to see.
What we've seen in Bucha is not the random act of a rogue unit. It's a deliberate campaign to kill, to torture, to rape. To commit atrocities.
Gas prices are down for the seventh day in a row. The AAA station survey finding the national average price for regular down 1 cent to $4.17 a gallon. Gas prices are dropping as the price of crude oil keeps going down. Five-time Masters champ Tiger Woods says he feels like he's going to play this week at the Masters in Augusta. USA Radio News. Sacramento police are announcing the arrest of a second suspect in Sunday morning's mass shooting. He's identified as 27-year-old Smiley Martin, the brother of the first suspect, DeAndre Martin. Smiley Martin was among those found wounded at the scene and is hospitalized. He faces charges of possession of a machine gun and being a person prohibited from possessing any firearm. Six people were killed and a dozen wounded during the shooting in Sacramento's downtown entertainment district just after the bars closed Sunday morning. North Korea is warning South Korea, attack and face a miserable fate little short of total destruction and ruin. Kim Yo-jung, the sister of North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, said Tuesday that recent remarks about preemptive attacks on the North were a very big mistake and could provoke a nuclear strike in response. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm sorry, North Carolina fans. I was hoping that Kansas would win yesterday with the NCAA tournament. They did. It was a rough one. They were down 15 points at the half, but they secured their win 73-69, I believe. And congratulations. That was huge. This was, I guess, the second time they were in the national championship since 2008, and so the Jayhawks did probably one of the biggest comebacks in, I think, basketball history, being 15 points down at the half. So it was very well done. Coach K, Duke head coach Mike Krzyzewski, who I've known very well because he's the one that UNLV Rebels played in 1990 and 1991. He's the one that kicked us out of the Final Four with their Duke team back then. So, I mean, his career of 42 years, and I remember from 30-some years ago, very impressive. And he was able to bring Duke back to the Final Four, but they lost to University of North Carolina. So it was nice to see fans back. They were at the Superdome for the National Championship in the Final Four. And it was nice to see that. You know, there were limited fans in 2021. Tournament was canceled in 2020. So it was, you know, it was kind of nice to see, you know, America kind of back, sports being back. I'm a fan of, I love sports. I just do. And I just think it's kind of a sign of, you know, America getting back to business. And that's business. Yeah, and getting back to living. And so I'm pretty impressed, and I thought it was a good game. You know, I don't really follow college basketball that much since the Rebels don't seem to, you know, be in the Final Four lately, but I am still a fan. Tiger Woods looks like is coming back. He plans on competing at the Masters. He says, as of right now, I feel like I am going to play. If you remember, Tiger Woods had that horrible, horrific accident breaking his leg. And he had told reporters today that as of right now, I feel I'm going to play. He wants to play another 9 holes on Wednesday in preparation for Thursday's first round. This would be his first event against high-level competition since the 2020 Masters. He said he did feel like he could win the Masters, and the hard part about him playing was whether he was going to be able to continue to walk the course. The Woods played the PNC Championship in December 2021. And December 2020, alongside his son, Charlie. Now, he's 46 years old, and he announced that he was going to play after his practice round Monday and another one Tuesday, when he's like, yeah, I think I'm going to do it. I mean, maybe he always knew, and he was planning anyway, but he's making it look, you know, like, yeah, I feel like I could do it. So he had said that his days of playing competitively every weekend are over, but if he thought he could win, he'd play that match. So, he had shattered his bones in his right leg, and he needed a rod in his tibia to stabilize the injuries. He needed screws and pins in his ankle because of a comminuted fracture he sustained when he rolled his car in February 2021 in Southern California. And he told Golf Digest at the time that he will likely never compete in the PGA Tour regularly again. He said, I think something that is realistic is playing the tour one day, never full time, ever again, but pick and choose. Like Mr. Ben Hogan did. Pick and choose a few events a year, then you play around that. You practice around that and you gear yourself up for that. I think that's how I'm going to have to play it from now on. It's an unfortunate reality, but it's my reality, and I understand it, and I accept it. So, you know, this is another example of we have this idea in our heads that if you do something, it has to be done one and only one way. And this is something I tell you guys when you're looking to, you know, come up with a new career when you're middle age, when you're looking on, you know, how to address something with, you know, I don't know, in-laws or family issues. The big mistake we make is we forget that we have options. You know, an athlete feels like, well, they have to either compete all the time or not compete at all. Well, if golf lets you pick and choose a tournament here and there when you feel up to it, that's awesome to do that. You know, there are so many doctors. I know, they're like, well, I can't go back to practice. I can't work again. I'm like, why can't you work again? They're just like, I just can't do it. I can't see 40 patients a day. I just can't do it. Well, then why not do telemedicine? Where you see a few patients a day. Still stay active. You still, you know, keep the medicine up. You could do that. Now, what if you took your practice, had somebody else take it over, and you just saw some patients over the phone? Or you just worked half days or part-time? So many of us think we don't have options. I hope a lot of you have issues with the holidays, where there's, you know, the kids have to go between two families, and then those families have two sets of families, right? Because you have the mom's side of the family, the dad's side of the family. And so the holidays become very, very stressful. Well, why do the holidays have to always be celebrated on the exact day? Why can't they be celebrated a couple days before? You know, the whole idea is family getting together, and I get it. You know, people, you know, you don't want to trick or treat not on Halloween. I get that. But, you know, if you're missing out and your only other option is not having the family over for a holiday dinner, then why don't you celebrate it another day? You know, that's what Friendsgiving ended up coming out to be. You know, a lot of people at Thanksgiving, they notice that they have more fun with their friends than their family sometimes. I don't know if that's the real reason. But friends are like, why can't we celebrate Thanksgiving together? Why can't we? And so they pick a day of the week before where the friends get together. They all serve turkey food and they have a Friendsgiving. And that's great. I think it's a fantastic idea. You know, so you have options. And we keep locking ourselves in. Just like, well, I can't afford it. We don't have money coming in. Okay, so you can't afford. Well, what else are you spending money on? Where could you cut? I mean, do you really need a four-bedroom house? Why don't you go to a two-bedroom? Now, or if you have that four-bedroom, why not rent out one of the rooms? Rent out the basement. You have options. And people get so locked into their thinking that they don't realize it. You can refi. A lot of people are refined before the interest rates go up. Take advantage of it. There's always options. Let's say you have a job. And the boss is like, look, you know, we're consolidating. We don't need your position. Well, then ask, you know, now, I mean, that could be an excuse because they just don't like you. But if they do like you, say, okay, well, what about this department? What about this department? Do you need somebody that can save you money and do both this and this? I mean, I made up my own job. There were no jobs, no urgent care jobs around when I, in my local area, when I was trying to, I got a license in Arizona when I was training in Nevada, because you could get a license after 1 year of training, and all the older residents had taken up all the urgent care jobs in the local areas in Arizona. There's not a lot of cities around us that are under 2 hours, 2.5 hours away. So I called one city 2.5 hours away, and they were just looking for an ER doc. I go, well, what if I take all your easy fast track cases? This way the ER doc only doesn't have to deal with all the, I go, how much are you paying your ER docs? They told me. They go, well, what if you pay me half, then I just take care of all the fast-track patients so it frees up the ER doc. You now save money. And they're like, that's a great idea. Boom, got the job. You know, there's other options. You could make, you know, sometimes it just takes some convincing. But, you know, you're only hiring for this, but what if you're actually hiring for this and the person could just also do that other job? This way it saves you full-time salary. You have options. So with Tiger Woods, and my understanding he's had a very tumultuous past and people still wonder what was on board when he got into that accident. And I get that there's been, you know, a lot of drama. But good for him for saying, look, I want to stay active in the sport. I'm just not doing it full-time. And that's what I think a lot of you guys should do. You know, you're not ready for full time. Don't just not work. Figure out a part time option. 1-877 Doc Deli.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we've been telling you guys, cut back on your red meat, cut back on your carbs. So what a lot of you guys have been doing is eating some chicken breast. Not fried. If it may be baking, broiling some chicken, put a little chicken on your salad to feel like you got some protein. Maybe you have an egg. Egg white frittata. I've never made an egg white frittata. I don't eat a lot of eggs, but you're starting to add more protein, so you're not eating sugary cereal or danishes or pastries. And good for you guys. Proud of you guys. You know, trying to substitute some protein as long as your kidneys can handle it. Well, it's about to get pretty expensive now, right? This avian flu, this bird flu, is deadly. And now I think half the states have it. It has spread to birds across a good part of the country. And so the U.S. Department of Agriculture
is now looking into vaccines as an option to protect poultry against deadly bird flu. This is one of the worst outbreaks they've had since 2015. So, supporters say vaccines could keep poultry alive, prevent the financial losses, control food costs. The problem we have is it's too late for this season. The outbreak has already wiped out 22 million chickens and turkeys in commercial flocks since February alone. Now, we are about to deal with food shortages and a whole bunch of things as a result of the Ukraine-Russian conflict, supply chain issues that are still struggling, inflation. The last thing we need is a shortage of chickens and the eggs, whichever came first, and then those prices going up. Losing 22 million chickens and turkeys could have fed a lot of people. But we don't want to give people, obviously, sickened birds. There are rare cases where a bird flu strain could transmit to a human. Hasn't been very common. I don't think we've had a case in the U.S., but nobody wants that to happen. So, how is this going to work? If we vaccinate chickens and then their eggs, a lot of people are going to be like, well, I don't want that in my body. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I want to eat meat. I like these skillet breakfasts you can get where you have the eggs and you got the potatoes and then you got the meat and you got the onions. Oh my gosh, it's so yummy. So knowing me, I probably won't care too much. But there's a lot of people that are like, I don't want to eat something that has chemicals in it or a vaccine or, well, that's where we're going. If these animals are dropping dead, you know, these animals, they all, you know, with the feed and with everything, there's it's not like caveman days where they're out in the wild and you get them wild. I mean, these are farmed animals. They say previously the United States weren't doing the vaccines. They were worried that importers would ban U.S. poultry shipments because they could not distinguish infected birds from vaccinated ones. The United States is the world's second largest poultry meat exporter and major egg producer. Our shipments had reached $4.2 billion in 2020. But the USDA's Agricultural Research Service has investigated the potential for vaccine that could be distinguished from the wild type of virus spread to poultry, according to Chief Veterinary Officer Rosemary Sifford said in an interview. According to Reuters, she says, we feel strongly that if we could develop a vaccine like that, we could have less of a trade impact. How long would it take for them to come up with this vaccine to save the chickens? And then the eggs, obviously. 9 months, at least. So bird flu has hit poultry in Europe and Asia, in addition to North America. And the USDA right now is working with other countries on options for vaccines. Trading has suffered. Importers like China have blocked imports from more than a dozen U.S. states with outbreaks. And understandably so. I mean, I'm no fan of, you know, China and COVID and what happened, but I get that, you know, if this spreads that quickly, you want to block anything like that coming in. And sadly, this bird flu could be very similar to COVID, where you might not even have any symptoms and be bringing it in like a Trojan horse. They say vaccines could protect poultry. Some producers worry they would be cost prohibitive for chickens raised for meat. These chickens live about 5 to 7 weeks before, I guess, used for meat. It will be expensive. Chickens going up and eggs are going up, I'll tell you right now. The International Poultry Council, an industry group representing producers worldwide, is reviewing the possibilities. They say that they recognize there's apparently the USA Poultry and Egg Export Council. They say we recognize that in some extreme cases of severe outbreaks, maybe vaccination needs to be considered as an option. Well, again, you know, when it's new, it's going to be expensive. But when it's not such a new idea, and it's already kind of commonplace, then, you know, but again, it has to be tested. We have to make sure there's no effects on humans and, you know, how it affects the progeny. Does it change the egg? So, but most of the time, if you do a killed vaccine, the reason why I'm not that worried is if they do it the way our flu shot is, where it's the virus and it's a killed version of it, and if the substrate is very benign, you know, solvent that it's in, so it just is to boost the immune system. You know, I don't think it's going to affect anyone's DNA. I don't think it's going to affect the bird's DNA, anything like that. But we got a problem here. The last thing we need right now is this pandemic among birds that's causing a culling of our food supply and what we export. I mean, you know, we're going to have fuel issues. We're going to have power grid issues. We're going to have cyber attacks. It's going to be I told you it's going to be a dramatic 2022. We haven't even gotten to the midterms yet. We haven't even gotten to the primaries and the midterms, and look at what's going on. I told you guys, 2022, not going to be without its drama. So, you know, maybe store some, I don't know. I got chicken in my freezer, but then when I'm too lazy to go grocery shopping, I just use that. I don't, you know. We do eat a lot of chicken. I've been telling you guys to eat chicken. I've been telling you to eat chicken because I want you to cut back on your red meat. I want you to eat lean meat, chicken, and fish. I guess start eating fish. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Israel is dealing with a current polio outbreak. Not a whole pandemic yet, thank God, but there is a renewed outbreak of polio. In an interview on the program, Golan Yochpaz and Anad Davidov, Dr. Nachman Ash explained, there's actually a letter. It's a consonant called chet that makes that sound. But in an interview on the program of Golan Yochpaz and Anat Davidov, he explained, this is Professor Nachman Ash, he explained that it is very acute in my eyes, although the number of cases is small. It is just the tip of the iceberg that indicates infections mainly in Jerusalem, but all over the country. He wants to eradicate the disease. It's a disease that can be simply eradicated, through vaccines, and that's what they're doing. They set out with an extensive vaccination campaign that began in Jerusalem and will spread throughout the country. Children up to age 17 are vaccinated with the oral vaccine. It's a weakened oral vaccine. We used to do that. We had an issue where I guess some grandpa got polio when he changed the baby's diaper. So we went to strictly the injectable killed vaccine, the injectable vaccine. But the weakened oral vaccine is live attenuated. And it was actually good tasting. The kids liked it. They would drink the vaccine. There was one less shot, but we've switched to the injectable. So they're working on that, but some polio cases popping up there. 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.